Hello, what you doing over there? Is it playing? Okay, welcome to
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And welcome to another week of smooth drama.
With your host, Dick Hugger. And
Butter Pecan.
Yeah.
Butter. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope y'all had a good
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, as Dick here says it.
Yes, that's how I say it. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I hope everybody had fun with their relatives you've been ignoring
all year long.
And I hope that.
It's funny how you have to spend the day with people that you've been trying to avoid all year.
Were you really trying to avoid?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And put them happy, smiling faces on and eat turkey and break bread and take pictures. For all of you that want to see, go on my Facebook, Smooth Drama. Look at Smooth Drama on Facebook, and you'll see my family.
Your whole family? Is that about the family?
My whole family. Smiling and trying to be nice to each other.
That's beautiful. That's really touchy.
You know how many times I had to bite my tongue?
Anyway, if you don't want to bite your tongue, you got something to say, you can break us off a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, for those interested in giving us a call, 646-929-2037.
Or you can send us an email at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And if you don't want to do that, you just want to just keep up with me and Butter on an everyday basis.
The word, Smooth Drama.
To the number 41411.
Yeehaw. Or you know what you can also do? Visit us on our network at smoothdrama.ning.com. So, what? Can't hear who? It's like turned up all the way. So, I'm not sure. Can you hear us now?
Can you hear me now?
Can I hear you?
Anyway.
Can you hear me?
My other thing, as we say, well, not we, me, I'm in the middle of my love movement. You can hear.
Okay.
Guess what?
Love movement.
Love movement.
This is
actually more.
Are you catching a cold?
No, actually, it's just my throat. Maybe I'm maturing.
You finally hit puberty?
Yeah, I'm hitting puberty and
finally. God. Damn.
Yeah, I know it's been a long time.
You gotta get up out of here.
Anyway, we have a social networking site now. But all those lonely teachers out there.
Lonely teachers?
Well, you know how it was just another couple of cases where the teachers were hooking up with the students. You know, the guy.
I'm hearing that more and more.
I'm saying that we created here Smooth Drama because we love y'all. And we want
to y'all get the, smoothdrama.ning. ning.com. We'll also have a link from the website to the networking site so you can see who else is out there listening to us, and you can chat amongst yourself and add videos and music and do all of that good stuff. And we're going to try and add some conversation on there. I added some videos regarding the reptilians and the esoteric.
What's up with you
theory
and the reptilians?
I know. It was freaking me out, man.
Then I
posted a discussion on there. I want to know what people think. I mean, do you think that they are amongst us? What do you think?
As far as reptilians go?
Yeah.
If they are, fine.
Okay, well, we're all in it together.
It's
yeah,
all good.
But, you know, I want to hear what other people think about
that.
So, you know, start a discussion, start some topics, put them out there, and let's get this thing, you know, rolling. And
yeah, so we can stop talking about Tiger Woods.
What's up with Tiger Woods?
You know, he had a little car
yeah,
wreck
what happened
this weekend.
No, wait, you know what I heard? I've been hearing that he had a couple affairs.
Okay. He got into a fight with his wife. They had a little issue or whatnot. The people are making it bigger than what it is.
They're saying, because they found some texts going back and forth. Texts don't mean shit.
Well, look at it like this. He got into a car wreck.
Yeah.
That's between him and the insurance. Nobody was hurt. He wasn't hurt.
Now they're saying, oh, how did he hit a fire hydrant that's been there, or a tree, or whatever he hit, the whole time he's been living there? Why did the wife have a
what?
Let me get you a holder for that. What are those things? Golf clubs.
Yeah, it was a golf. Look, the point is, it didn't make any sense for the whole the whole world stopped because Tiger Woods got to a car wreck. You know, I've been in like 3 car wrecks. And what? Nobody was there. I had no paparazzi.
I'm not even going to mention how many I've had.
Yeah, no paparazzi has come and asked me what happened, you know, even when it wasn't my fault. Well, I don't think I ever had an accident that was my fault. Yeah.
Well.
And the point is, you know, even if it is so much, interest in him.
Because he hit
the golf ball, and people are like, oh, well, this is something that we want to hear. I'm like, wow.
So what?
That's not really anything important.
A tree. So what?
I mean, my thing is this. I want to know more about these people, these so-called party crashers.
Oh, how'd they get in? Tell me that.
Well, you know, if me and you would have tried to get in,
we would have been
they would have stopped our ass at the door.
No, yeah, especially you. But
why you say especially me?
Because you're dark.
Oh, so you're saying that there's a racial
element? Well, why do you think, I mean, come on now. If it was anybody else as president, do you think those people would have gotten in?
Well, that was my question. That's my number one question, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's extreme.
How can the Secret Service, who are supposed to be,
protecting.
Know, crack. Protectors mm-hmm. of all protectors.
Let these people in. And then there are some journalists that also got in, swept through the CIA.
Right.
The Secret Service.
Right. So, you know, I wonder, this
are they
never
doing
happened.
Their job?
Well, this never happened with
Bush.
With Bush.
Clinton.
Clinton.
But
I can't recall Reagan, Bush Senior.
No.
Jimmy Carter.
They don't report it.
Tricky Dick? No, you
know. Tricky Dick?
Who's Tricky Dick? Oh, it's Richard Nixon.
Tricky Dick.
That's what they call him, Tricky
really?
Dick.
Why?
Because he was Tricky Dick.
Okay. I didn't know that.
You can't read
any of that.
I am not a crook.
Yeah. Oh, it's that one.
Yeah.
Can you read any of that?
Yeah, I can read it out.
Oh, okay. Anything that I need to know?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's quite odd that these people could get in.
Well, didn't they interview them and say, oh, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to us because they've been foster logged in the news? They're lying.
Well, I mean, it's irrelevant that this is the worst thing that ever happened
It happened, and they got in.
I mean, and one, they even had the nerve to say, no, we wasn't party crashing. Last time I checked, if you go to a place
that you weren't invited
and
to,
you were not invited,
that's a party crasher.
You're a party crasher.
Yeah.
Last time I checked.
Well, when did you check?
Every time I checked.
Every time.
You know, if I went to a place where it was all strangers, and I just walk in.
You're crashing the party.
I'm crashing the party.
Somebody going to tackle you.
And pretty much. I'm probably going to get worse than tackled. Probably get the ass whooping of my life. But.
No, I'll have to go with your entourage.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I do have a nice entourage, but still, I would make it even worse.
I can
worse.
Think of one person in particular.
Yeah, you know, my. I got a nice entourage, mm-hmm. You know, for those who are thinking about attacking me, I do run from people that like to use their fists.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. So if you run up on me, I'm left loose. Yeah, pretty much. I used to fight.
What?
But it wasn't good for me. I was 2-1, though. The one was an ass whooping beyond ass whooping. But
oh, really?
Yeah, we're not gonna go into that.
When? I want to know.
I was in ninth grade. Yeah,
what
I was
happened?
In ninth grade.
What did you do?
I was bigger than the dude, so I thought, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I can kick your ass.
Yeah.
And you were wrong.
I was very wrong.
Why were you treat what?
Well, we had been talking trash back and forth for a while. And, you know.
Oh, I know. You like to talk trash.
Yeah, I thought I had the upper hand. And then I threw the first punch and I got him and he's like, yeah, let's go.
Did you realize then that, oh, shit?
Yeah, he whooped my ass. There wasn't no realizing. He just flat out whooped my ass. You know, but that's neither here nor there.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just getting back on this crash in the White House dinner. The implications for me are a little bit deeper than people who are just seeking publicity, because this is not the first time that they've been able to get into an event where Obama was in particular. Because that Congressional Black Congress shindig that they crashed.
I didn't know they crashed another thing.
He was there, and they were thrown out
really?
There. Yeah. So, I mean, and for me, I'm looking at it like, okay, so is that easy
to get into
onto the White House grounds to get next to the president, our president.
And take pictures with the guests.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they could have had the swine flu or smallpox or whatever. I mean, just anything that you can give to them or whatnot or any other dignitaries that were there. Because I know, hell, if they just let him through, maybe they didn't get through there with weapons. Like that, but it could have been, biological weapons.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm thinking that they just saw him and was like, well, hey, it's a blind. Go ahead. I mean, that's what it looked like to me. It's a blind. Go ahead. And I think the implications of it, you know, especially since the president has had a record number of death threats, to say the least, you think that our top security would be a little bit more on the job.
Well, you would think, but they're
not. You think, but obviously they're not. You know, that they didn't crash. I guess it's neither here or there.
It's done. They need to take, they need to take ownership and say, okay, yeah, we did crash the fire. The Secret Service needs to admit that it screwed up.
But, that it goes to a worldwide culture of stupid. And because, one, for people who want to, I was there at the White House, I was at the party, I crashed the party. Because that's what these people are.
Yeah,
they're just,
crashing.
Not just that, what was the guy with the balloon that faked his son was in the balloon?
Oh, my God. People they're pressing charges on.
Yeah, do you need a hug that bad?
Okay.
Because this is what it's coming down to. We're talking about folks who need attention by any means necessary.
What do they call them? Their
glory hound?
Yeah. But especially the guy with the balloon thingy. He was total, he was a drama fiend.
Well, these people are drama fiends too, because they're like, yes, and when we come out with the story and how we got in.
Well, they're going to try and make some money.
Right. Well,
they're hurting for money.
But everybody's hurting for money.
Let's maybe you and I should try.
Yeah, we should try and crash something and get our ass shot.
Well, you get shot.
You would get shot too. And I'd be like, she's with me, Kevin. Y'all better shoot her too. Don't just shoot my black ass. You better shoot somebody else lighter than me. I'm saying it.
Somebody lighter than you?
I was just saying. It's like what the other story is about the guy in Seattle that walked in and killed the four cops before
what?
They killed him.
I didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear about the Seattle guy?
I didn't hear about that.
Dude, where you been? It was only on the news all day, every day.
All day, every day?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch the news all day, every day. All
right, I'm just saying.
I have to remain objective. You bring the news and I just comment on it. What happened with him?
All right, well.
He just decided to walk in.
Yeah, the police were in their establishment of choice. Donuts and coffee.
You're kidding. In a donut shop?
Yeah. And,
cliche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not cliche.
Not cliche.
It's reality.
Well, for him to walk, that's funny that there are four of them.
Right.
Are sitting in a donut shop.
Right. And so he came in and, according to witnesses, he shot them.
He just pulled out a gun and bam.
Yeah. Now, they tried to come out with a story saying that,
he
had the officer's gun.
Oh.
And he was, of course, the deranged, and he was hot, and he was off. But I look at it like this. How deranged and off was he when he shot who he was intending to shoot.
Right. He could have shot the clerk or the other people in the donut shop. He went for the four that he wanted to go for.
Right. Now, we well documented on some of these gangbanging fools out here who kill everybody and shoot everybody.
Yes.
The wrong people all the time.
Yes.
For somebody who deranged?
What's on the top of your head?
Look, man, I'm in the middle of something. For somebody who's deranged, he sure got the right people.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't shoot nary a wrong person.
He went postal.
Yeah. I have my theory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I always have a theory.
Tell us.
I believe, and this is my opinion.
You're beginning to sound like somebody I know.
Anyway.
I believe
that, hey, he's going to get the drug dealers that he's in league with.
What?
Him and the police, he was the police drug dealer.
That's what you think.
That's what I believe.
He was a police drug dealer.
Right.
And
because all of a sudden, out of the blue, he decides that he's going to pick those four cops at that time and just kill them and just move
How
on.
How did he know that they were going to be in that dungeon?
Right. I mean, unless you're saying that he was just cruising down the street and decided, I'm going to go by every donut shop and see if there's some cops in there.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I mean,
some people may say that I'm being, you know,
yeah,
a little conspiracy.
Yeah, well.
Theorist.
But you are.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not far-fetched to me. I mean, because the same thing happened up in Oakland where the guy shot up some cops. No, not in the donut shop, but he shot some cops. I believe that he was selling drugs to them, and he probably got tired of it, whatnot.
And decided to just off him.
Well, I mean, of course, him and the other guy, they got killed.
Oh, there was another guy.
Well, no, I'm just saying, in general. He was helped. This guy in Seattle was helped by his family members, you know, for a little while till he got caught up to by the cops.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
All right.
Yeah, I'm of the belief
that he was the drug dealer.
Yeah, he was their drug dealer.
Drug dealer of choice.
Call us.
Yeah. Come on, people. Call in. Let us know what you think. 646-929-2037. Hey, I remember the number.
Wow. That was amazing.
I just can't remember the code to get in the game.
Anyway.
We're going to take a station identification break, and we'll be right back in about 15 seconds.
Together you got to smooth drummer.
Seconds. Did anybody time that? I think that was like more
Are
like
you counting?
I lost count after 5.
Okay. I know counting over difficult. 5 is hard for you.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
I think he'll go off on other 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, and I can do this.
Anyway, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Huggins.
And Goddess of Calm, ADHD. ADD.
Also known as ADD.
ADD.
ADHD.
ADD.
And any other
DD
thing that we can put out there.
Any other DDs you can think of.
Yeah. Now, continuing on my theme about stupid people.
Stupid people.
Stupid people and doing stupid shit. Have I mentioned that this is, as some people claim, the most wonderful time of the year? I think this is the worst time of the year. Have I said that?
I don't think you said that yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've heard you say it, but not on the show.
All right. Well, for those who don't know. I believe this is the worst time of the year. I'm not feeling the holiday spirit.
Easily.
You know, I didn't feel Samhain when that happened.
Samhain.
Okay. Some people call it All Hallows Eve. Some people call it Halloween.
Oh.
I'm not feeling it.
Okay. I knew you weren't feeling that.
Yeah, I'm not feeling Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's precursor, which gets me mad. Black Friday. I don't know what that shit's about.
I know what that's
about. Yeah, but why it gotta be Black Friday?
Well, it's not saying red into the black. That's a whole profit
thing. Yeah. All right. Whatever. So, you know, we start the most wonderful time of the year where people get up 3 in the morning, put up sales on stuff. And I used to work retail, so it's really funny to me because it's the exact same shit they've had in store all year. They just mark it down from $25 to
$24.97. No, what they do is they mark it up
97.
And say that they're marking it down.
No, they just take 3 cents off on it or whatnot.
Okay.
You know, y'all
are still making a profit off of it.
Early in the morning. 3, 4 in the morning, you line it up like jackasses. I'm sorry. I'm just saying that if you was out there 3, 4 in the morning,
knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the bed.
Yes, I'm turning over.
I'm in the bed.
It's warm.
Warm.
Yeah.
Nice and cozy.
When you can do the online shopping, which was, I guess, they're starting a new tradition now, the Cyber Monday.
Oh, wow.
They had everybody online getting their shop on or whatever. I'm not getting it. Supposedly, we're in a recession. Supposedly, there's no money out there. But every year at this time of the year, regardless.
Well, it's because in California, fortunately, we're saying no. You suck.
Well, actually, I might have found a politician not as smart as Schwarzenegger.
Who is that?
That would be Sheila Dixon of Baltimore. She's the mayor of Baltimore.
What did she do?
Wait.
Is this part of Dumbass of the Week?
She is up there.
Okay.
She is up there.
Dumbass of the week.
Sheila Dixon, the mayor of Baltimore, who was indicted today for embezzlement and improperly using gift cards that were intended for the needy. She was found guilty of single misdemeanor count of fraudulently misappropriation by fiduciary.
Fiduciary.
Yeah.
Do I know that?
Whatever the hell that means. and she could be removed from office.
She could.
She could. Well, what makes her a dumbass is that she spent like $630 in gift cards.
Okay.
A total of $630. He had bought $1,000 worth of gift cards to give to the needy, and she ended up, going to Best Buy and buying stuff
for herself,
for her and her
family.
I'm like, $630.
You can't afford that.
I mean, you're in office,
right?
If you want to steal some shit, don't steal shit for the needy. Why are you going to steal the gift cards for the fucking needy? You think, being that this is a majority Christian nation, and most of these folks believe in Christ Mass and all that other stuff, and you think that the Christmas spirit would have moved her just a little bit, and she had been like, I'm going to really give these cards out.
She was Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving.
I know she was thinking Thanksgiving. I'm like, what?
Dumbass.
I don't understand you, Ms. Dixon.
Dumbass.
You're the mayor of Baltimore, Sheila Dixon. Mayor of Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore is a pretty, pretty fucked up place.
Yes, thanks.
A lot of folks that aren't doing good there.
No.
But.
Okay.
She had to steal their stuff.
Wow.
And it didn't make any sense to me.
Uh-uh.
You're going to risk getting kicked out of office when you already in office, you're getting a nice salary.
You're ready to cook.
Yeah, and you got a slush fund.
Cook.
Basically, you can just appropriate some shit to yourself. You don't need no gift cards. like all the rest of the politicians, they appropriate shit to themselves.
Are you taking lessons from Schwarzenegger?
No. She needs to holler at Schwarzenegger. Tell her how to be a smooth crook.
How's that?
You know, I mean, because whoever is teaching her, you know, he's giving her some badass advice. Really. You know, in these days and times, if you're going to be a crook, be a good one. Don't be a sad one. And you're in office.
Yeah.
You're at the high end of crooks there. You know, when you're in office, you're like a great, charming, kind man, kind woman crook.
Okay.
I'm not going to disparage every politician.
Not every politician. Like
I'm going to say the majority of them.
Majority.
They're kind of crooked.
Yeah.
Just kind of crooked.
So she's in the running of dumbass of the week.
Yeah, she's definitely in the running.
Dumbass.
You know, we revisited Thursday, but
okay.
You know, Sheila Dixon, you're higher up.
You're dumbass of Tuesday. Dumbass of the day.
Yeah, it's just wow.
We'd like to hear some people's dumbass stories. If you know anybody that's a dumbass,
I'm sure y'all do. I know a few.
Give us a call at 646-929-2037 or send Dick an email at dick@smoothdrama.com.
Why is it about sending Dick an email?
Yeah, because you're the one that connects dumbasses of the day.
Okay. But you don't want that?
Look, I have enough dumbasses of the day to deal with, so.
Yeah,
you're so beautiful.
Well, Now I want to say that speaking of dumb asses and getting back on, because I can't get past this.
Hey, did you hear American about that crooked giraffe that arrived at the zoo in Oklahoma, Tulsa?
Crooked giraffe.
The giraffe was in transport, and something happened where the neck, I mean, it looks disgusting. The neck is crooked. It's something, I don't know if it broke its neck, but they're saying that giraffe doesn't look like it's anything. But when it arrived in Tulsa at the zoo, it had a crooked neck.
So Tulsa Zoo is like the sorry-ass Vegas Zoo that I had been
doing? I don't know.
The Vegas Zoo is just full of pigeons. About 1,000 pigeons.
No.
Like, what the fuck is this?
No.
Just pigeons everywhere. Pigeons and chickens. I'm like,
there was no other animal?
Yeah, they had a lion. One of lions just died. The other lion looked like he was ready to go. They had an alligator that was following my ass, just like cruising, looking like I can reach through these bars and bite your ass anytime.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and some
they
other,
call the zoo?
Yeah, and they have a couple goats and there was an ostrich, maybe. I was like, fuck, this is the zoo? You take your kids to see this shit? Wow. This is not a
this giraffe arrived at the Tulsa Zoo with a crooked neck.
A crooked neck.
Crooked neck. And it showed it. It looked like there was like bones. Like his bones, but they said it didn't look like he was in any pain. They had to do an X-ray on his neck.
How the hell would they know? Do they speak giraffes? It's like giraffes.
Well, you see, normally when an animal's in pain, you can tell.
No!
It's like,
unless
it's lifeless. And,
is it making a sound?
No, it's acting like a normal giraffe, running around, eating things, not sitting there, you know, trying to tell them that he's in
pain. Yeah, alright. If you're one of them people that can tell when animals are in pain.
Don't you know? I'm at the doctor to do all the
animals. I need to avoid you and Butter at all costs.
It's not going to,
understand
animals. I love animals, dude.
Right. Okay. Whatever. Well, if you love animals, maybe we need to get you to Bloomington.
What's at Bloomington?
Well, Miller Park Zoo in Bloomington.
Oh, speaking of zoos.
It debuted last year a special Christmas tree ornament made from dried reindeer dung. What the volunteers did is they dehydrated and sterilized dime-sized droppings.
How can you sterilize
doo-doo?
I'm just trying to put it nicely.
Right. How do you sterilize doo-doo? Well, I guess they dehydrated it. You're standing with the hair dryer over some doo-doo. And they spray painted it and then added some glitter, strung it on a wire with beads, and it was called Magical Reindeer Gems. That started last year. So it sounds like it's really stupid, right? It sounds like something retarded. Sounds like something that I would have did as a teenager.
Did they start selling stuff?
Yeah, they sold it. And the news got out, and then it went nationwide, and the new gift shop had trouble keeping up with the demand. So they kept hearing about it, and people were buying it.
Wait. Why? Okay. If they were having trouble keeping up with the demand.
Yeah, they were
running out of reindeer poop.
Right.
Why didn't they get poop from somewhere else?
I'm going to assume that it probably wasn't reindeer poop.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How many reindeers have you seen in your life?
None.
All right. I'm going to venture to guess there's not a lot of people who have seen
reindeer. Okay, so what do you think it was?
Just any animal. How are you going to tell? You going to break it up and look and do a DNA analysis?
No. Why did they say it was reindeer poop?
It's Christmas time. And people were hanging this shit up on their tree. They were decorating their tree.
I don't know what kind of poop you were touching.
Right, so now limited edition magical reindeer gem necklaces.
Oh, your nephew and your son.
I know.
That'll make some money.
Right. Exactly. Which is probably what happened. Is this, do you want the job of dehydrating and sterilizing?
Because you're doing your nut honey.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And so they estimate that, you know, this year they can make $16,000-$17,000 from the ornaments and the necklaces this year.
Someone's putting it around their neck.
Yeah, they're already up for sale. $7.50 at the gift shop and $10 by mail. And the limited edition necklaces will go on sale Friday for $15 at the gift shop.
$10 will send you
$20 by mail.
For $20, you'll send seven shit.
Right. You get a whole shitty necklace.
You might get a bunch of shit in the mail.
There's a whole bunch of corny ass jokes to say this country's going to shit.
There you go.
And all that. I mean, just the fact that there's a huge demand for shit. Because they call it reindeer
gem.
Reindeer gems.
Gem.
Right, because there's a reindeer.
Now, when you said reindeer gems, I was thinking reindeer.
You know what? I'm thinking, hey, we can go green. I'm thinking, and maybe we can take this into serious discussion. We can do some smooth drama. Reindeer necklaces. You get some, you go, dehydrate,
and
sterilize some reindeer dung here in San Diego. I'm sure we can find some
San Diego
reindeers and sterilize that dung. And
I want to know how you sterilize it.
I'm thinking that they said that because it sounds good when they say sterilize it, because people don't want to buy unsterilized shit.
But how do you sterilize
shit?
I
don't know.
What's the process? I want to know the process.
I guess we're gonna have to do some
research.
Or
somebody out there.
How to sterilize
shit.
Reindeer dung.
Oh. How do you, okay.
Maybe you get dung beetles, and dung beetles can...
Oh,
it's not disgusting, because people actually buy it.
Well, that could be considered dumbass as well, too.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about there's a whole bunch of people that are, I mean, they hanging it up on their Christmas tree.
Well, those people are dumbass.
So you just, because...
The collective group of dumbasses.
Well, hold on. Now, we talk about going green all the time, don't we? We talk about we have to be about the environment. We got to
If you can tell me the process to sterilize down.
First.
Because that process may include something that's not exactly good for the environment. So, please, tell me how you sterilize dung with and have it be good for the environment. And then we'll say, okay, we're going green, we're going to decorate our trees.
You dry it off.
And first of all, we're going to, you know, hopefully it's artificial trees. It's
or
not
maybe
the kind
you,
that
you
cut
mix
down.
It, you throw some one-part bleach on there.
Bleach is not good for the environment.
It's good for the dung, the sterilization.
But no, but it's not good for the environment.
You put some hydrogen peroxide on it.
Hydrogen peroxide is not going to sterilize dung. Please.
Why not?
Ugh. Well, on that note, we're going to take another station identification break. Do we have the drum?
You're listening to Smooth Drama. You're listening to Smooth Drama.
Ha ha. We got to see what's up with those guys. Trace me. Find out what's going on.
Yeah, welcome back to Smooth Drama.
With your co-host, with your host, and co-host, and host.
And the hostess, like hostess Twinkie.
Ew.
Now, you know.
Now what? What do you got?
Dumb, stupid.
Yeah.
It's not, it's, you know, because people may think that I'm just picking on the United States.
Oh, no, we pick on everybody.
No. There's some international ignorance.
Uh-oh, who's this?
Well, this is, unfortunately, my homies, the albinos.
They're your homies?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were your homies.
I'm down with albinos.
Oh, who?
All of them. Pain discriminates.
Not just one,
so
but all.
You albino out there.
He's your homie.
I'm with you. Power to the people.
Homie.
Look. Unbelievable.
Oh, no. What they do?
Was happening. Over in East Africa, the albinos are in hiding for fear of their lives.
Oh. Why?
Because there's been killings and dismemberments. Dismembering.
Hey. Hey, are they hanging out with that gang in the,
No. What's happening is there's witch doctors and people who believe that albino parts. Yes, albino parts are magical.
Ooh, magical.
Yeah. So what's been happening is I guess since 2007, they're saying 44 albinos have been killed in Tanzania.
Oh, my God.
And 14 others were slain in Burundi. And, you know.
Now, are they taking their parts?
Yeah.
Their body parts.
Yeah, they're cutting them up. They, you know, Gaspar Elakama, the 10-year-old, was beheaded, had legs chopped off, and the father, who was trying to defend his son, was seriously injured. So,
because they're albinos.
Because they're albinos. And they're using albino body parts as good luck charms.
Oh, charms. Oh, that's nice. Can you? They've got a rabbit's foot. No, it's an albino.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you behead a 10-year-old.
That's good luck.
You know.
That's murder.
So 10,000 or so albinos have gone into hiding since the killing.
There, I didn't realize that many albinos in Africa.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a few albinos I've seen here in San Diego. I've seen at least 6 or 7.
Yeah, but they say, I mean, 10,000, over 10,000 are in hiding in Africa.
You got to do what you got to do, man. Jeez. You know? Hey,
now is this like the people that think that they're good luck charms, are they a certain group, religion?
They say witch doctors.
Oh, that's nice. In Africa?
Yeah.
No.
What they call Africa. Ignorant folks.
Ignorant.
Are
these dumbasses also?
Well, these are the supreme dumbasses.
Well, say something for Thursday. I'm sure there'll be more.
Yeah, there's always more dumbasses. But, I mean, you probably win right now. Because if you're cutting people's body parts for good luck, you got some issues. I mean,
for good luck.
The lack of education.
But, I mean, can you, like, imagine anybody walking around with a body part and saying,
this is my good luck
charm.
Well, it ain't no different than these fuckers walking around with rabbit's foot.
No.
You have a rabbit's foot. I'm sorry if you got a rabbit foot and you think that that's perfectly fine.
How does a rabbit foot, how does that mean it's good luck?
Right. It's a foot.
Of an animal.
Right.
So how does that make it good luck? I don't understand that. I could not understand that.
I don't even
know. How they could, you know, put it on a keychain.
Right.
Use it as a key, as furry little thing that has nails. And say, it's my lucky rabbit's foot.
Right. My lucky rabbit's foot.
That's like me chopping off my cat's foot.
It wasn't that lucky for the rabbit. It wasn't that lucky for the rabbit.
No,
you know,
it wasn't.
I mean, and this is, you know, what's sad is this is a report by the International Federation for the Red Cross and Crescent Society. They reporting this, that, you know, these people got into hiding because of how they look.
That's sad.
You
that's
know.
Like discrimination.
Fuck discrimination. Shit, I want racism and discrimination. If that's it, you can hate me, don't touch me. But when you're like valuing my skin, my body parts, and they're selling that they can sell for up to $75,000.
A body part?
Yes.
That's worse than slavery.
You think? I'm not going to go the route that is worse than slavery. I'm just going to say that it's mind-boggling that in quote-unquote our modern times, people are cutting off body parts still for good luck.
That's sad.
I mean, you know, but this goes hand in hand with the people who are buying shit necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get it. And you know it's shit. It's not like they tricked
you
with the necklace.
You
just
consciously know that you are touching shit. And these people consciously know that they're touching body parts and wearing them.
Right.
Oh.
Sweet.
I don't understand some people.
You don't understand some people?
No. I've given up on trying to understand.
You've given up on people? Wow.
Then I guess that's why you studied sociology.
Yeah, trying to understand people. I mean, now I came across I was sent an article where they're talking about black folks are fearing the path to the middle class is blocked. The recession raises concerns that hard-won gains of recent years will be lost. I'm of a different opinion.
Oh no.
Yeah. I don't see no gains. You know, I look at it like, what's the game? You got a big screen TV. You got PSP.
Mm-hmm.
You got some car with some rims that's spinning. But culturally, there's no gains. I don't see the gains. I mean, because gains for me is not money.
Mm-mm.
You know, I was about the rights part.
Yeah.
You know, because as you know me, I always talk about the rights, the stuff that people should be worried about. I mean, while they're, you know, doing articles talking about the gains, the middle class, and all this other stuff, and the money's fine. I mean, as a parent and a working individual, whatnot, you know, of course you want to eat, you want to be able to live comfortable and enjoy the fruits of your labor. But at the same time, I remember growing up and not knowing that we was poor, supposedly. Because we ate every day, we had a great time, we did stuff, it didn't take a lot of money, we had a good time. But then, now, you know, what went for, because I look at, like, my grandmother had 12 kids. And she raised all of them, the majority of them, to be functioning adults. And nowadays, you look like, could somebody raise 12 kids?
Oh, hell no.
You know, culturally, the way we are, can somebody raise 12 kids? See, this part, to raise
one.
Much less a whole batch. And so that's why I go back to the, you know what today is? Today, 54 years ago, Rosa Parks sat on that bus and didn't want to give up her seat.
Hell no, I'm not giving up my seat.
Right. Now, you look at it, you know.
And for her.
She fought, you know, and they fought for the rights. So that you can do what everybody else do. Doesn't mean you have to do it. It doesn't mean you have to be greedy, self-centered, big bastards, because it ain't little bastards. It's big bastards.
Big bastards.
Big, huge bastards. The fight was, you could do it. You could walk where you want to walk, talk how you want to talk. You know? And you look at the stories that was big, you know, the people wanting attention, crashing the party, people wanting to know Tiger Woods, he crashed and he had a fight with his wife. I mean, those are big stories where quietly, there's a story, the NSA Supercenters that store America's private data permanently. And for those who don't know, the NSA is the National Security Agency. You know, they're building huge new storage facilities to store the unconstitutionally gained data of the American people's telephone calls and internet traffic permanently, including new buildings in suburban Salt Lake City, Utah, and San Antonio, Texas. The NSA has been keeping permanent records of all of America's telephone call habits and internet traffic since shortly after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not a story to folks. It's not really a story. But the fact that they have every email, probably every IM, fax, telephone call, and I'm sure, well, for those of you who may have sent some emails like me that you shouldn't have sent.
What? Wait, what?
I'm just saying that, you know, yeah, your shit that you sent out, it's gonna be in storage. Somebody's got it. Wherever you've gone on your computer, there's a record of it.
Mm-hmm.
Unconstitutionally kept. Not a big deal. Was it a big deal? Tiger Woods hit a fire hydrant.
Yeah. No, it was a tree.
Well, he hit the fire hydrant first.
Oh.
Then he hit the tree. That's a big story. I mean, we was on that shit all weekend. It made me, I had to turn off SportsCenter. And, you know, it's basketball season, so I like watching SportsCenter because, you know, they show the basketball highlights.
Right.
You know, so it's hurting my viewers.
About Tiger Woods?
Well, no, I don't want to hear about it. When it
but
first happened,
Tiger
I was like, the first time.
Well, no, I heard somebody call me and said, I heard Tiger Woods is dead. I was like, what? So I had to go and look it up. And, you know, I kept saying, no, he just got in a crash. He goes, well, why is everyone telling me that he's dead? Type in Tiger Woods killed. So and I said, no, he just got in a crash. It just says he's got in a crash. And he hit a tree. And his wife broke. And then I look up, and there it is on the news. Tiger Woods. In an act, like,
right now.
Okay, so when I go out and I hit something, thank
yeah.
God it's not plaster all over the place.
It gets back to the point. The NSA is keeping not gigabytes.
Oh wow.
Not terabytes.
Oh what?
They're keeping yottabytes.
Oh, that's a new word.
Yottabytes. Is, let me see how many zeros, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24. So you say a 1 and 24 zeros after that.
Is a yottabyte?
That's a yottabyte worth of data.
Yottabyte.
Right.
Where do they come up with these?
Well, I mean, but, you know, we have gigabytes right now.
Yeah.
Yottabyte.
Oh, I know, terabyte.
Right.
I didn't know yottabyte.
Yeah, that's how much information they have.
Yeah.
So when y'all thinking about stories and y'all start talking about, you know, when people start talking about the gains and losses, think about this other stuff that's going on. Dick's conspiracies that don't exist, but for some your government has been keeping track of every last
everything.
One of you.
Wow.
Not just crazy people like me, normal people like you. Yeah, and normal people like Brother. Yeah. Crazy
right.
folks like me, not the only ones that
right.
have information.
Okay.
It's normal people
well,
like you.
Let us know what you think about that by emailing us at smoothdrama.com. Or, you know, you can also get on our network at smoothdrama.ning.com. Start a discussion, post some videos, pictures. We want to hear from you. On that note, until Thursday, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. And same place, same time on, no, not same, well, yeah, same time, 9 o'clock on Thursday. So until then.
I'm Dick Hugger.
And this is Bud Pecan.
And we out.
Bye.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.